T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I just don't think this is an overreaction.
I don't either.
I don't think people being upset about this situation is an overreaction. And again, if and we'll get to the Craig Kimbrell question in 1 second, because if that's what you think the solution is, whatever you think the solution is, but if you think Kimbrell is the solution, what's happened over the last couple days has not done anything to dissuade you from thinking that that's the solution. Like, not only has the bullpen blown back-to-back games, you also had the guy who was supposed to be the closer put on the IL for the rest of the year. He's not going to play for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's gone from where it was before, which was already a situation where people wanted that to be the answer. And then it's gotten to be even more obvious, if that's what you want to be the answer, over the last couple days. So I understand why people are so frustrated. I'm frustrated.
Yeah.
It's a very, very frustrating situation.
Well, there goes the closer by committee.
The closer by committee
is out the door.
Now it's just A.J. Minter.
And again,
he is now the committee.
When he came on, what was your first thoughts when you saw him last night?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
But he was pretty good last night.
He was great.
Good last night. 16 pitches, 13 strikes.
He was good. That's what I'm saying. He's going to have those.
He did give up 2 hits.
Hold on. Let me get to that. All right. It wasn't as bad as the night before.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It was better. But are you telling me that that's going to be our consistent closer here? The face you just made right there lets me know.
Every time he comes in.
And the people that are listening to us are probably making that same face like, yeah. That's going to be our consistent closer right there. I mean, Gosman was unbelievable last night. 7 innings, gave you 10 Ks. I mean, you can't ask for a better outing than that. But then you put it in the hands of somebody else. And then once it – and I'm sure – no, you never throw your teammates under the bus. You never do. It's been happening a lot more in today's, you know, day and age of athletes. But you don't throw your – but I'm sure Gosman was sitting there like, damn. Nick, let me just go one more. Let me just go one more.
He went and sat next to Max Fried and was like, all right, so
now I know how you feel.
Now I know how you felt yesterday. Also, last night was the second time this year in 17 games that the Braves have had a pitcher go 7 innings.
Mm-hmm.
It was Gossman both times.
Yes.
So knowing that that's going to be the reality, you're going to have a bullpen that's going to be able to get you out of these situations or at least maintain these types of situations. And so the solution for a lot of people is Craig Kimbrell. And anytime that there was a chanted in the stadium the other night, Alex Anthopoulos was actually asked about that before the game yesterday, and he smirked a little bit and said, yeah, I'd be lying if I said I didn't hear that in the ballpark. And then last night goes the way that it did, and the chants get louder for Craig Kimbrell. And so I ask you this. Are we overselling and simplifying the problem by saying that Craig Kimbrell is the solution?
It seems like it's a simple thing because you know where we need help at. And he seems to me like he's, you know, first of all, we're familiar with him, familiar how great he was when he was here the first time. Know why we had to move him because it wasn't really any use for him, as great as he was, because, you know, you couldn't get to him. And, you know, he was a guy that a lot of people, you know, my partner John Chuck, really, 2 years ago was talking about bringing him in this year, and he feels a need. But at the same time, when will he – say, for instance, they sign him tomorrow, when will he be ready?
That's a great question.
And I think that's the biggest thing because he hasn't had any spring training, hasn't pitched in any games this year, nothing like that. So he's got to get in shape. Even though he's not going to pitch much, you still got to have some kind of shape into you. You got to face some kind of live batting. So when does he officially become ready to become the closer? I think it, because of how bad things are going and from what we see, you're like, okay, go get this guy. It just seemed like it's such a simple answer to say, oh, go get Kimbrell. What did it say? Got $15 to $20 million left to spend.
Mm-hmm.
That's about in his wheelhouse, isn't it?
That would be right there.
Right in his wheelhouse to go out there and upgrade this, upgrade that position. But right now, like Brian Jordan said, we're in evaluation. So maybe they know something that we don't know. Is that a possibility?
It's a possibility. Okay. I mean, I hope they know something that we don't know.
That's what maybe they
better
know
something that we don't know. There was a number of articles written yesterday as well. Mark Bowman had one on MLB.com. Gabe Burns had one on AJC, talking about the other complicating factors of signing Kimbrel, the fact that you have to give up that second-round draft pick, the fact that you'd have to forfeit some allocation money, and because of how hamstrung you are with the international scouting and signing, because of what Coppola was doing down there handing out bags in the Dominican Republic, then you might be hesitant to do that. And I get that. I do. I understand that not everything can be immediate. Not everything can be about today. Mm-hmm. You also have to make decisions about the long run.
Always.
But I think not addressing the bullpen, whether it's Kimbrel or whatever, is a pretty clear signal. And we got this tweeted at us last night. I don't remember who tweeted it. I'm sorry, but it was a great point. Whether it's Kimbrel or not, not addressing this seriously and not doing something about it is a very clear signal that this season is not 100% about winning.
That's a problem. When you say it like that, because last year was supposed to be that year. They ahead of schedule and all that. Okay, I got that. You saw what this team can do. We saw what this team can do. They went out, won the NL East and all that. Now you mean to tell me that it's not important this year? So what's important then? What is important? Is it the development of young stars? Look how they're playing. So you mean to tell me that, because I still think Acuna and Ozzy and those guys are still developing, but I'm saying you can't win along with them developing. You did last year when they were wet behind the ears. So you mean to tell me that, because I said this earlier, they're looking at it like this. You saw what we did last year. Let's just stand pat. Let's add a few pieces here, a few pieces there, and let's stand pat and see what we can do until we get to another offseason with more money to go upgrade this roster.
And I think that we've all known that that's what they were doing, but all along the way—
It irritates you.
Oh, it's incredibly irritating. But at least along the way, there's been justifications or excuses that you could find and say, well, maybe they're not entirely doing that. They did do this.
Right.
Well, maybe they are trying to win this year. They did do that. So there was, whether that was a reality or people were just trying to defend the decisions that were being made or whatever, there were semi-rational justifications to say that, yeah, they are trying to win in 2019. Relax. You just can't do all this. You can't throw money away. You can't be irresponsible. They did this and this. We're being presented with such an obvious problem right now, though. And again, whether Kimbrel is the solution or not, I'll get to that in a second. Not doing anything solidifies all of the concerns that everyone had, which was 2019 is about development. It's about next year. It's about we were ahead of schedule. And that's a problem because you know what isn't true? Even if that is, tickets still cost the same amount.
They sure do.
Parking still costs the same amount. Going to the game still takes the same amount of time out of your day. Like, there's no such thing as a development year for a fan. And there's no such thing as it. There isn't. And there's no such thing as development ticket prices or cost when you're trying to take your family to the ballpark. So, like, it's really hard to sell me on supporting what's going to happen 3 years from now when the dollar still is worth the same thing today to try to go out and support it.
They felt like they needed to make an upgrade at third base, right? When Camargo seemed like he had it held down, what'd they do? They went out and got Josh Donaldson. You didn't think that you needed to upgrade in the bullpen? That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you felt like you needed to upgrade at one position where none of us really thought that you needed one because we saw how great Johan Camargo played last year when he got his opportunity to be the full-time third baseman. You mean to tell me that you didn't see how bad those arms were last year? And even if you bring a lot of those guys back, and you did get rid of sad damn Sam Freeman, but I'm just saying, you didn't see that, and you didn't think that maybe some of these kids we got up here who, yeah, they might be a good starting pitcher, but, you know, we can use them right now here? You didn't think that at all, because now I'm starting to think, maybe they are like, it's wash year. And that irritates me
it's
right
now. It's
incredibly
irritating.
That really irritates me.
And so let me further the Kimbrel question with this. Because, again, I understand the hesitation with Kimbrel. It would take a month anyway.
Yeah.
You'd have to give up other stuff to get him. The fact that no other team has signed him, like—
Is that a sign?
It is. Yeah. It is a sign.
Is it a sign.
If he was as slam dunk of a lock of a fix as everyone's pretending that he is or making him out to be,
right,
then someone would have signed him by now.
Is it more or less the money? Because I'm sure he's come down off the money. Does anybody else outside of the Braves have these similar losses that they'll have to give up if they do go out and sign him? Or are the Braves the team that has the most to lose by signing him? I don't look at it as the most to lose because second-round pick, I mean, so?
It's baseball.
It's baseball.
The guy who was batting leadoff yesterday for the Diamondbacks was a 50th-round draft pick.
So that's why I'm like, so. But I get to all the other ramifications and all that. But when you see an obvious issue, and again, we're still in development. We're still in the evaluation. I get all that. But sometimes, like you said, as a fan, you look and you just staring at something right now.
Yeah.
Give us a little inkling that you're trying to do something to improve that.
Can you make a decision based on that, though?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.